B'tachon for Life, Shir 18:11, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Hatzlochin Parnasa, the schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners. Should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlocha in their Parnasa, Lo Yirich Yom Taimim. We are talking about feeling gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically through brachas. When a person develops this attitude, it will help him feel savor, which we explained is a natural attitude. All creations feel savor. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, used to say that on a fast day, on a Tainus, one of the machshavas that a person should be thinking is an appreciation for food. And to be fair, when I first heard this, I thought it was strange. It seems to be missing the point in what the Tainus is. Is that the point of Shavasa B'Tamas, for us to feel that we need food? Isn't it so much greater than that to feel like we're missing a Beis HaMikdash? To understand that this is the beginning of Bein HaMitzarim? But when you realize it and you think about it, you start understanding that this is what we're looking for. When a person appreciates food and he doesn't take it for granted, you feel hungry. You feel needy. That's how a person feels on a tainus. The word tainus is the same root as the word ani. You feel needy. Chazal say in many places that an ani is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's based on Psukim and Tehillim. Why is a poor man close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Because he feels needy. He feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his source of everything that he needs. He can't do it on his own. That's the objective of a tainus, and that's why a tainus is an Eis Ratzon also. We feel needy. We start understanding that we don't operate on our own. We don't run on autopilot. We need the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that will give us any message that the tainus is supposed to give us, to help us desire the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was all about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the goal of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when a person gets hungry and he realizes he needs the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if a person just thinks that simple thought, it helps us develop a feeling of longing to have that open relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to see openly how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us everything that we have. So a tainus is also an opportunity for a person to develop feelings of savor. When you feel hungry, when you feel thirsty, understand that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that gives it to you, and today he's telling you, pause and appreciate it. Because when you're going to eat tonight, you're going to have a different appreciation for food. Don't miss that opportunity. Say the bracha with kavana. Understand that this is one of the main goals of the tainus. Feel that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of you, and then you will have fulfilled the foundation of what the tainus is trying to teach us.